What's up, guys? BDS and Lawrence are back in the building, guys, for another podcast. I don't know about you guys, but I am very excited to bring you guys another positive podcast that you never knew you guys needed.
Yeah, and I am in need of it today. I could really use some positivity and some motivation and just all around this, new something.
This whole weekend has been heavy. I mean, I think our whole country is upset right now in so many different ways. I mean, there's people out there that want change. There's people out there that want peace. So I don't know about you guys, but I've been promoting peace all week.
Right.
And I definitely don't like the violence. But at the same time, you know, in the same breath, I have to say that people are listening right now. You know, am I right? People are listening.
Absolutely.
You know.
I think we need to just talk about this for a minute and just put this out there before we move forward with anything, because it's such a huge moment in the time of our country and everything that's happening. And I think that we just need to make clear that we support the Black Lives Matter movement, and we call for the end of systemic racism. I just posted on our Here's the Sitch podcast Instagram shortly before we hit record on this episode, and there is a photo there asking for justice for George Floyd. And on that photo, we shared information. So you can join with us and the Color of Change to call on public officials across the country to take real action. All you have to do is text demands, the word demands, D-E-M-A-N-D-S, to 55156. And what the Color of Change is a campaign to end practices that unfairly hold Black people back and champion solutions that move us all forward.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to remain positive as we always do. I believe that grace wins every time. And I'll be honest, over the weekend, I saw some peaceful protests in Jersey.
Me too.
I was very proud of Jersey for the most part. And Atlantic City was looted. So, you know, but for the most part, I did see a number of peaceful protests in New Jersey. I don't know if I can say that for the rest of the country. I was actually very upset throughout the weekend just to see all that violence and people being beat in the streets and businesses being robbed. I'll be honest, and I'm going to give my opinion right now. I don't believe that is the way. That is not the way.
No, that's not the way, but I don't think the
violence is not the answer.
No, but I don't think the people that are doing that are the people protesting necessarily. And I actually just saw something on social media.
I know what you're going to point out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
people are egging on the violence. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, that's happening too. But no, I just want to read this one thing real quick that I just saw. And it says that protesters are not looting. Looters are looting. Thieves are stealing. Protesters are just protesting. Be clear and intentional with your words.
Wow. So what you're saying is people are being opportunistic in this crisis.
The people that
in this crisis. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
There definitely needs to be change. We definitely need to do better. These are brothers and sisters in our country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as Americans, we have to do better. And that's where it's at. You know, I'm going to continue to be positive. I'm going to continue to shed light on the subject. But like I said, this past weekend, seeing all this stuff on the news definitely was very heavy. It was
devastating. There's really no amount of words that can describe that feeling. I feel like as a human to watch that.
Yeah.
And
oh. Yeah, businesses being destroyed. Oh, it just was unbelievable. And for it to be, you know what? Just for it to be happening in 2020 is just
It's like the scariest part of it all.
It's just unreal, because it's just like we were just getting over this worldwide pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is fed up. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, I think they said 20 to 30, you know, 5 million people, you know, filing for unemployment, almost like the Great Depression. And everyone's cooped up, and now this happened.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, a bomb went off.
Mm.
And you know, so it was like It was the perfect storm. Obviously, all this was unacceptable in any time, whether it was 2020 or 1999 or whatever have you. Obviously, unacceptable. But for it to happen in 2020 was just, it just was just so unreal and obviously unacceptable. I'd have to say that, you know, and everyone is just, oh,
I agree.
I'm fed up with 2020, to be honest.
Same,
with you.
Same, guys. Okay. Like, I'm ready for New Year's Eve this year. I've never been more excited for a year to end. So let's just try to keep it positive. Honestly, this podcast is probably one of the best things we've implemented in our lives in 2020.
Yeah.
Because it gives us a purpose of a time to sit down and share the light and the positivity. And when we sit down and share this information and help you guys, we're helping ourselves work through our own stuff too at the same time. So I shared a photo on social media that spoke to me, and it's like a picture emoji, and it says, until you fix it here in your heart and address it here in your home, nothing changes here in the world. And that's just something that really spoke to me. And I feel like most things that people are suffering through, if they look internally and fix themselves from the inside out, the world would be such a better place. So honestly, if you're wondering what you can do, look inside. You know what I mean? Look at the positivity that you can spread within your own family, within your own friends, within your own coworkers, smiling at somebody in the grocery store. You know, just being that light in the world is a huge thing right now.
Yeah. When the devil goes hard after your family, you go even harder. You pray and you love with all you got. Grace wins every time. I had to do that one because it's just, we love quotes and they're so meaningful. And, you know, we're going to continue to be positive.
Yeah.
And that's just the name of the game.
Can we talk for a minute about quotes in general? Because we had a really interesting conversation with somebody about quotes recently. Do you remember that?
Refresh my memory, honeys.
So we were with
downstairs.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I feel like that's a really good example of, like, how quotes resonate.
Well, we were speaking and there was a number of generations in the group of people that we're speaking to. And you can tell that the quotes meant so much to the people in their 30s and 40s and 50s.
And above.
And above. But when it came to someone that was maybe in their 20s.
Early 20s, still in college.
Early 20s, they didn't get it. And I said, listen, what did I say? You said it, right?
Yeah.
You said that you know quotes really mean something to you when you've really been through some shit in life.
Yes. I said when a quote stops sounding cheesy and what did the word she used, the young girl? She said it was like cheesy and makes fun of her dad kind of for silly inspirational quotes. And I said, when they stop being cheesy to you and they start becoming as inspirational as when you know you've been through some shit in life.
Yeah. When I read certain quotes and certain really powerful messages, they're so profound and they mean so much to you. And like we said, we spoke before that in my 30s, like, I'm loving life. You know what I mean?
Same.
We've been through so many crazy things in our 20s. And now I feel like we're so much more mature and wiser to enjoy life in our 30s and be our best, you know, self and sort of pass that message along to other people that are also trying to live their best life.
Yeah. I feel like until you have some, like, life experience and story and narrative to put against the quote, like, to reference it, you were like, wow, that's like when I was going through that and I thought it was over, you know?
And you can apply it to anything. You don't have to say, you know, oh, he went to prison or he went through addiction. Everyone goes through so many things in life, you know,
that are hard.
Divorce, you know, anxiety, depression, self-doubt. You put on some weight. You know, you're unemployed. You're not happy at your job. There's so many things. There's so many battles that we're all facing out there that we need to recognize. And I feel that the easiest way that I've learned to fight life is with kindness, with positivity, with a light. So another quote that I love, and I don't want to be so quotey, but I stopped waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel and I lit that bitch up myself.
Yeah.
And that quote right there is just saying that the light is within you.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you know it or not, You just have to bring it out of you. Everything you need is inside of you.
Yep.
I'm really on fire right now.
Yeah.
But...
And being kind is like the strongest... The strongest flex you can do as a human being.
1,000,000%.
And I think like the younger generation or people that haven't experienced hardship yet or you know what I mean? Like in younger years.
Well, I don't even know if it's hardship. I do agree with you there. I also think it's part of inexperience.
Yeah, it's just part of growing up. And I think that once you've learned that, kindness is like the greatest strength you can have, and it's so easy to share and spread that, and it is so contagious. It's like a secret key to like unlocking your happiness in life.
Also,
like the fact that you hold the power to like, no matter what kind of mundane routine thing you're doing that you think is a chore, you could put a smile on your face, tell someone have a nice day in and out, and like all of a sudden that experience just became so much more pleasurable and enjoyable to you and everyone around you.
You have the power at any time to say that this is not how my story is going to end.
It's so crazy that that's like, it's so simple. It's like the keep it simple, stupid saying that I love, because a lot of the times when you're trying so hard to fix something, it's like the simplest of things to solve it.
Yeah. Back to the basics. When you smile, it is a sign of strength.
Anytime 100%.
Anytime I go through any type of hardship or an obstacle, I smile to myself, and I don't say why me. I'm like, try me. I smile. I'm like, okay, it's time to step my game up.
And I think it's mainly you're getting out of your own way by doing that. And that proves that the only thing holding you back or tripping you up
is yourself.
Exactly.
You have control over pretty much everything in your life. And anything that you do not have control over, you let go and you let God handle
it.
Eventually, you might be able to revisit that situation and change it at a later date. But if you can't change it now, you leave it alone and you move forward with something that you can change. So many callers call us up and they're like, I'm unhappy with this and I'm unhappy with that. Okay, well, you have to reevaluate your options, okay? And you have to start to make little changes. Make a change, okay? Actually, it's make the choice to make a change or remain the same. Bam.
You're on fire today.
I'm on fire today. It's probably the pre-workout from the workout before.
Yeah, Mike has been hustling like hard in the gym, guys. I have to tell you that I am really kind of jealous out of the progress he's seen. I feel like the male species has such quicker results than women, especially once we start climbing up
that's what everyone says.
Like, you like shrink down immediately, and I'm like over here still like eating no carbs. He's having rice here and there, and I'm like, oh.
Well, you know what? I feel like I have the recipe for fitness and positivity and living your best life, and that's hence why we have this podcast, so that I can share it with our listeners. I have such an unbelievable story of experience, strength, and hope. And like, I get so much, it's so rewarding to share these crazy stories and sort of, you know, my comeback story with America and actually the world and everyone listening.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. But this segues into our conversation of what we were planning on talking about, which is body image, guys.
Yeah.
And this whole podcast, like I said, is the positive podcast that you didn't know that you guys needed. And body image, and we all face it. I mean, men do, women do.
Every age.
Especially with quarantine. People, you see those jokes out there in the memes about the freshman 15 or the quarantine 15.
It's the quarantine 15.
Yeah.
Listen, the quarantine 15 is real. Like, I'm struggling. I am staying active. I am working out at home. I am doing my Pilates. I am doing my cardio. I am eating healthy, but it's just a natural progression of, you know, in the beginning, I definitely cheated a lot.
Yeah,
I have to say,
sure.
I thought the world was over, I was going hard.
Yeah, for the first, I think, 2 to 3 weeks, we were having snacks like every night, movies, Netflix, World War Z, and like end of the world movies and stuff like that. Eventually, we reeled it in.
Yeah.
And now, to be honest with you, Not that we've not done this before, but we lead life with fitness.
Yes, always.
That's always what we do. And if you guys or sort of have a doubt or you're paralyzed with fear, the next right thing to do is take an action. Yep. Get the body moving. And someone's like, well, I don't have a gym. Well, you have 2 feet and you can walk.
Yep.
I'm just being honest. And eventually, after you walk, then you can jog. And after you jog, you can run. The body adapts very, very quickly. So I wanted to go over some of the things that I do when I feel, you know, my self-doubt kicking in there. And I've been in fitness my whole life. A lot of times I've always identified myself as having that six-pack because my name was the situation. Eventually, in the past couple of years, I was able to challenge myself to get past that image that I had, and I was able to find a different image, which was Big Daddy Sitch.
Yes, now, Big Daddy Sitch likes the cakes.
Yeah, exactly. And I loved it. I just became such a nicer, more well-rounded person. And then eventually I went to prison, got back in shape, but I'm still the same person, but even better now.
Well-rounded. Yeah. Pun intended.
Well-rounded in so many ways. Yeah. So now that I've gotten my body back and I'm in my 30s, like I said, we lead life with fitness. The balance between living our best life and eating our best life on the weekends, we sometimes implement one cheat day. Because of quarantine, I think this past week we didn't even want to implement a cheat day because we are launching like a fitness project and we want to just be on point. And so that's what you do. You always reevaluate yourself.
Right.
You know what?
You're constantly rechecking and seeing where you're at.
Exactly.
I think that's a big thing for us because we usually do the cheat meal every week.
Yes, we usually.
Like every week. And I think this week when it came up on time where you earned it, you were going to do it.
I definitely earned it.
And I said, Mike, listen, I can't partake in it. I haven't earned it yet.
Yeah. And as a partner, I was like, all right, if you're not going to do it, then I'm not going to do it. And that's what it is, guys. You know what I mean? You just have to be a positive influence on your partner. And if they're going to cheat on their diet or something and you're trying to stay strong, then guess what, guys? You're going to have to stay in your lane and run your own race and be like, you know what?
Yeah.
I can have a cheat day next week. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everything in moderation. So there are times when I do have, I think it's called body dysmorphia, right, honey?
Oh, for sure.
I could be like such awesome shape the past this past year. And some days I'll walk in and I'll tell my wife like, oh my God, I feel horrible. And she'd be like, oh my God, you're crazy. She'd be like, you have a six pack.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, the mirror, you know, plays tricks on you and it happens to everyone. I wanted to let everyone know that.
Exactly. Like he wants to just make it clear that we have the same insecurities and struggles
and
with body image.
And self-doubt.
And I think sometimes maybe even a pendulum swinging even more so because
we're in front of the camera.
We're in front of the camera and we see so many angles
and the haters on social media.
And then the trolling.
I can have a 30 pack and someone would be like, you're fat.
Yeah. Or like they're fake.
Yeah.
Or you have implants.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Like crazy things. And you're like, oh my God, I worked so hard for that. And they think it's an implant. Or, oh my God, like, I'm really not fat there. And they think it's just an angle.
And,
it's just crazy.
And we've spoken about the restrict button, which I cannot tell you guys how much
I
love the restrict button because anyone that's listening to this podcast, and if you're a hater out there, just know you're probably restricted.
Okay? Nobody can see it but you.
No one can see your hateful comments but you. And that's just how it is. If hating is your occupation, I got a full-time job for
you. Oh, my God. We just finally, like a few weeks ago, put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, my God. People love it.
Store.
Yeah, people love
and
it.
And I just got the sample sent, and it's like one of my favorite t-shirts to wear. Like every day.
So soft.
Yeah.
I love those shirts.
And I just love the design of it. Like I have the gray with the black writing.
And there's
and I love
red with the black, too.
Yeah, and I love the look of it. And every time I wear it, I'm like, oh, no, I want to wear it again tomorrow. I need to get more of
that. I'll be honest. I'm so proud of our t-shirt store. It's like it's killing the game right now. And we started, you know, from like a grassroots operation. I think it was 2 years ago, Snooki called me up and she's like, Mike, you have like the most fire quotes out there. Why don't you have your own store? And that's how I got started, guys. It's pretty crazy. Pretty insane. Awesome. Thank you so much, Snooks, for always believing in your brother. Love you, girl.
Yeah. I was really excited about when you pushed that. When you were ready for it, I was really excited about it because, you know, I love.
Well, I'm going to also give my wife a shout out because my wife, obviously I got the call from Snooki, and she was like, she sort of like spearheads all of the like new operations and new sort of businesses in our life. You know, she started the t-shirt business.
Who, me?
Yeah, you did. Oh. I'm talking about my wife right now. And then next thing you know, you're like, I want a YouTube channel and I want content, you know, like cool content. And then we started Eating Our Best Life and Prison Stories. And now we're launching Situations Under Construction. And we also have a Q&A and we have partners. And I'm so proud of all the work we've done. And then we obviously have Here's the Sitch podcast, which is also killing the game, the positive podcast that you never knew you needed. And, you know, keep a lookout for the fitness project, which we are launching in the next couple weeks, which I will be sharing my workouts and my secrets and sort of my positivity in how I got where I'm at pretty
much. I'm so excited for that because...
Food, everything, life coaching, positivity, everything. We're launching like this really big project and we can't wait. And we're just combining fitness with sort of some of the inspirational mindsets healthy living from this podcast. So I'm just so proud of this podcast. And guys, just to give you guys something, I was homeless about 4.5 years ago in rehab. Yeah. With a case with United States versus the situations. So I'm just so proud of us that we came from nothing. When everyone thinks, oh my God, you know, you live on a house on a hill. Like, listen, I was homeless about 4.5 years ago.
Yeah. You hustle every day with a fire inside of you.
Oh my God. Don't let me hit him with the quote.
Yeah,
Oh God. Listen, this quote right here is fire. I said it last week. Make sure the fire inside of you is burning brighter than the fire outside of you.
And I think, listen, you closed the podcast last week with that one.
Oh my God, I had tingles.
And that was before all of this.
Yeah.
And I feel like that really kind of needed to be said because that's how powerful we are as humans inside.
Yes, oh my goodness.
That we can overcome everything that's happening out there.
I feel like the phoenix right now.
And I feel like that was just so necessary to be said.
It also goes back to, although we're speaking about body image, but also goes back into belief in yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay? And just also, and one of our other callers from last week, I think it was Mike. Well, I don't know if it was Mike that was talking about your 100%.
Christopher.
We only contribute to making our 100% better or trying to reach our 100%.
Right.
Whether it's food, whether it's diet, whether it's exercise, whether it's reading positive material, positive relationships, kindness. I mean, we are only contributing to living our best life and being our best self. And that, hence why we have this podcast, guys.
Yes, this podcast is like saving me right now because I just need, I love spending time with my husband and doing like the positivity quotes. And I love getting to hear his perspective on so many things because he has such a unique perspective and I feel like the world can be bettered by you sharing that unique perspective because a lot of people don't, it's not that they don't want to look at things that way, they just don't have that point of view until someone shares it. You know what I mean?
I had one of my good friends who's a very successful business owner and he's like, dude, I miss you so much. He goes, our positive talks about life and business and like the positive energy that is just around you is just unbelievable. And guys, this is not overnight, guys. This is like, we're going on 5 years of trying to contribute to my 100% or trying to be my best self or always reevaluating myself and putting down the ego, putting down the expectations, putting down the pride, okay? Keeping my side of the street clean. You don't know what that is. You don't lie. You don't cheat. You don't steal. I don't drink. I don't drug. I don't even speed anymore. I can't even, any of that stuff is negative. Why would I be doing that stuff? I'm trying to fix my life. I'm trying to, like I said, we're not on this earth just to pay bills and die. I'm trying to find a higher meaning, a purpose that's bigger than myself. Oh my goodness, I'm getting hyped here. Oh my goodness. Anyways, we're so happy to bring this podcast because we're really trying to enlighten people and, you know, bring that fire out that's inside of all of us.
Yeah, but I think this is just a creative week. Like, I think we all need to just talk about how we feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, be that motivation and be that light and that positivity.
Yeah.
And the more you can be that, then the better. Like, that's why I'm just sitting here, like, taking it in because it was so draining this weekend.
It was, and we both
had to like put the phones down. And
yeah.
I'm very emotional. I feel like lately, I don't know, sometimes it's just crazy. So it was like really hard to even see things without like being in like hysteric tears. So it's just, this is a creative week,
guys. We're all hurt right now, but I think, it's very important that...
we're all like a wounded bird.
Yeah, right that now. We stand in solidarity for our brothers and sisters and be positive and just be that light that someone else needs. Because we, like, at the end of the day, we're all fighting a battle in this life. And I think that we all need to stick together.
All right, honey. So you know how much I love online shopping, right?
Sure do, honey. We have a full, garage of cardboard from you.
I just found MacWeldon.com. And their mission is to keep it simple. It's to make sure all your basics and beyond are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient. When I say basics for men, I'm talking underwear, socks, tops, bottoms, accessories, and of course, you guessed it, Father's Day is coming up, gifts for dad.
I'll be honest with you, honey. It's really the small things, the little things that I love, like socks and underwear. And
like a fresh pair of underwear, fresh pair of socks.
I'm being honest with you. Always. Exactly. And I'm hoping that there's boxes waiting for me in the other room.
There may be some surprise for you. Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. The shopping experience on their website was super easy, very user-friendly. I was easily able to find exactly what I needed and checked out quickly.
Wow, honey, that was really cool that you surprised me and did a little shoppings for your husband.
I did, and guess what? All of our Here's the Sitch listeners have a special offer for you guys right now. For 20% off your first order, all you have to do is head over to their website at macweldon.com and enter promo code SITUATION. That's 20% off your very first order. They also have a Weldon Blue loyalty program, which of course I signed up for right away. All you have to do is sign up to make an account. It's completely free. You can place an order for any amount and never have to pay for shipping again. I am anti-shipping prices, so for me, that was perfect.
Wow, these guys know how to do it right, honeys.
Also, once you purchase $200 worth of products from Mack Weldon, not only will you continue to receive free shipping, but you'll also start saving 20% off, as well as free gifts added to future orders. So that is a good situation. Again, for 20% off your very first order, head to MackWeldon.com and enter promo code SITUATION.
Wow, that's an awesome situation, honey. I think we should go to the callers because I love that our podcast is interactive. That we hear exactly what our, you know, subscribers and our listeners are, you know, talking about, what they're feeling, what are their troubles. And this is what this podcast is all about. So let's get to the phones.
Yes, guys. So if you are listening and if you want to contribute something, a question, advice, boosting morale, whatever kind
topics,
of inquiry,
topic,
you can call us at 732-898-0414 and you may be featured on Here's the Sitch podcast.
Exactly, guys. And, you know, we give advice all the time, guys, because we've been through some shit in life. We've been through a lot of bad things and we came out the other end. And we just want to share some of the things that we've been through. Maybe that either this might, you know, help you guys get to the next level. And obviously anybody going through addiction or some hard times, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. That light is you.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Faith and I'm from Madawan, New Jersey. I was just wondering how you guys have found the healthy balance between eating healthy and exercising and mental health, especially during quarantine and being stuck in your house. Because I've personally gained a lot of weight while being stuck in my house and the gyms being closed and everything. And that caused me to become really unhappy with my body. And I've had a previous history of anorexia, so being confined in my home with a lot of food was not good for me mentally or physically. In order to like get ahead on that and take care of it, I began working out again. But I want to see results immediately, which clearly I know is not healthy. And I don't want to slip into unhealthy habits again. So I was just wondering how you guys develop a steady exercise routine and strict meal plan without it becoming unhealthy. And I was also wondering how you guys stay positive when you're having a bad day with your body image.
Okay. Wow. I really enjoyed that because we did touch upon that Just now, right, honey?
Yeah, that was Faith from New Jersey. And I feel like that's something that millions of people. Faith.
Oh my God, I love that name.
Yeah.
Shout out to Faith in the building.
Yeah. And it's just something that I feel like we're all kind of facing right now.
Happens to all of us. It's normal. I think that, you know, anyone that goes through something like this, you need to understand that other people go through it, right, honey?
Yeah.
And it's very common, but at the same time, it's your responsibility to take action and implement exercise. We put exercise on the priority list every day.
Yeah.
That's how we start our day, whether we have to do it, you know, really early or we usually like to get exercise in before our day starts. And that's pretty much another thing that we say, lead life with fitness. And then obviously also throughout the week, we implement balance, maybe even a cheat day. We reevaluate if we even should have a cheat day depending on our goals mm-hmm. and our projects. As well as if we do have a bad day with body image, I think we just watch a movie and just call it a day and be like, oh, what do we do? We're like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
It's time to watch Netflix and snuggle with Mosey.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to like controlling what or being worried about what you can control and then what you can't control. Uh-huh. So if you screwed up earlier in the day and you're like, oh my God, I ate horrible today and snacks and whatever, you know, we really try to hold ourselves accountable and not harp
on it. Good word, honey.
And just move past it and do something going forward. Yes. So from this moment forward, maybe I'm not going to binge all night.
Yep.
I'm just going to have, you know, two bottles of water next to my bed so that when I think I'm hungry, I'm going to grab the water and drink water, hydrate myself, and I'm going to try again tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to focus on the past. And guys, we have bad days all the time. And like, especially if like I'm not feeling well or if something's going on, I'll be like, oh, I deserve to have a snack. You know what I mean? I'm going through some shit.
Yeah.
Let me have a snack.
We'll press the reset button till tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. But I want to let you know that, if you are doing the right things, if you are leading life with fitness and your priority is exercise and you're sort of implementing balance in your life and you're doing the right things, you need to, after that, let go and let God and just put the work in. Trust the process and you will be fine. And she also mentioned immediate gratification, which humans always have a problem with.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted you to speak to that because I feel like...
I always had a problem with that.
I feel like, but also having like an addictive personality, you're also a little bit more wanting that as well because...
You need to understand that that's a character defect. Mm-hmm. And humans always want, you know, immediate gratification. And I think it's like anything worth working for is, you know, you don't get that easy. You know?
And I think something I've also learned being in my 30s is that no matter where I am, whether I'm like I'm fit or like a little bit heavier than I usually am or even thinner, but thinking I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm learning now to just like embrace it and be appreciative of what my body can do.
Acceptance.
Because our bodies are like incredible.
We're a work in a progress as well as a masterpiece at the same time.
Right. And I also have lived enough years where I can now look back at certain photos and be like, I remember thinking I was that AF there.
I do that too.
And I would die to look like that.
Yeah.
So I think having that perspective is great because then you could not be like, I am looking at it the wrong way, or like I did have dysmorphia then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe I have it again now.
I think it's important to tell, is it Faith, right? Faith.
Yes.
I think it's important for Faith to adopt the mantra, progress over perfection.
Exactly.
One that I just love. If you know that you got progress in for that day, whether eating or exercise, the next day, get a little more progress in.
Exactly.
Be a little more tighter on the diet. Get a little more exercise. Work a little harder. And so on and so forth. And then guarantee you, weeks and months later, you'll be like, oh my God, like I worked in life in progress or steps. And now look at me. I'm looking the best I've ever done. And that's exactly how I got where I got.
Yeah, little changes in the right direction over time add up to a huge amount of change and progress.
I'm a hit and wit. Rome was not built in a day, guys.
I know. And that's such a, like, talk about, like, cheesy cliche quotes.
They
all really are. But that, oh my God, is such one. But it's so true.
It
like,
so true.
You can't recreate. You just can't redo it all in one day. I wish we could. But you can't.
No, you can't.
And when it's worth it even that much more when you put that amount of time and effort into it.
And it's
going to
be so much more gratifying, too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, honey, let's get to the next caller.
Hi, my name is Araceli Alcala. I'm calling from Chicago regarding the new topic of the day, which is the struggles of even restarting. And I definitely have a lot of input regarding at least the Chicago's point of view. I myself have been unemployed even before the COVID, and even now during and almost at the end of the stretch, kind of, it's been definitely a struggle to even find a job. I do have a college degree, and somehow I'm actually working at a warehouse just to make ends meet. And, you know, people here are just complaining. There's a lot of lack of jobs, but those jobs that are available are the jobs that not a lot of people want to take. So I guess that's part of the problem as well, part of the struggle. And first-time caller. And yeah, I mean, it's definitely something different. It's quite a sight to see, because now we're dealing with people fighting over, I don't have a job, I don't have money, but yet there is a way that you can make a living, you just choose not to. And that struggle is just really awful to see.
I couldn't agree more with that caller. So Araceli, thank you for calling from Chicago, Illinois. I think that that is something that's happening here as well. I think that's just the state of the union across the country, with unemployment being so high and very experienced individuals and college educated people and people with past careers looking for jobs, but they're only being, you know, maybe entry-level positions open and available. So they're kind of closing the opportunity right there by not taking it.
Could there be an opportunity to take the job, whatever may be open, and then at the same time, obviously, to help you pay your bills? And then on the side of that, try to be creative and either A, open up another business, or B, have a side job, or try to have a partnership with someone else. I mean, there's a lot of options, I think. I mean, what do you think, hon?
Yeah, I think that that's a huge creative way to look at it.
Opportunity.
And I think that there's a lot of different opportunities out there. I think that you have to just get out of the fear zone of it. And I think a lot of people think when you're starting a new business, you need a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I think
that's true.
That's couldn't be further from the truth. Because like you just mentioned, you could be doing a partnership, you could be opening, you know, putting your heads together and creating something different and new. Or you can just, guess what, if you got Wi-Fi, which I'm sure you do, you can make a few social media pages and start advertising. You could just be doing so many different
things that you can do
to build something you're passionate about on the side.
Yeah.
While you're doing this warehouse job or a grocery store job or anything that's really needed. I mean, I see all the grocery stores looking to hire and then being busier than ever and needing more people to help disinfect and sanitize and keep the places up and running to the higher standards now of living in 2020. So
I think there's always options, and I think there's always options out there for people that are positive and that just don't quit. I'll be honest. You know, I the universe falls in love with a stubborn heart, and it's facts right there. Don't quit on yourself. We are not quitting on you. And that's, like I said, hence why we have this podcast. And pretty much the reason why we have a YouTube channel, guys. We were pitching a food show to, I think it was Food Network. And we got all the way down to like the last, you know, line of defense, I guess, before they approved the show. And they ended up saying like, nah, we're not going to end up doing it. And then we just started a YouTube show, and now we're, you know, approaching 200,000 subscribers, and we have networks now reaching out to us that they love our YouTube. So, you know, an opportunity is, or a obstacle is a brilliantly disguised opportunity if you're looking or if you press forward.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. It's Christine from Yardley, Pennsylvania. I just wanted to call and say to you guys, thank you so much for your podcast. You really have made such an impact on my life. Every Tuesday, I look forward to my walk and my podcast with you guys. You're inspirational. You've really inspired me with my fitness, and you've inspired me with my way of thinking and not worrying about what everybody thinks about me and just staying in my own lane. And I just got done listening to the podcast about the where you were talking about the quotes, and I just wanted to tell you my favorite quote, which is the three C's of life: choices, chances, changes. You must make a choice to take a chance, or your life will never change. I always thought that was a great quote, and especially in a time like this that we're all in, I think it's definitely something that's, you know, it speaks to me. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Love your podcast. Love you both. And, you know, look forward to continuing listening to you guys.
Well, that right there was awesome. I don't know about you, Mrs. Situacion.
I love hearing other quotes from people. So thank you, Christine from Pennsylvania, for sharing that one with us. I think the whole world can relate to that right now.
Yes, yes. It's similar to what I said before, which was make the choice to make a change or remain the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Cassie from Florida. I had a question. I was wondering if you guys would ever consider coming out with your own protein line, like protein powders and supplements. Let me know.
Actually, I would love to come out with our own protein line or a line of supplements. That's one of my goals for just life in general. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think that is something that we are probably going to start to look into.
Yeah.
If not, have it soon for you.
Well, you have beautiful hair. I could have sworn I thought you were working on some hair vitamins most recently.
I am working on a few things. Yeah. We're working on a lot of things,
we're hustling in the streets, guys.
We don't stop working. And like that thing that he just mentioned is like conception stages. And like, obviously when you're working on things, there is no money. Like there's zero money being made when you're in the creative process and the ideas. And
you gotta understand that.
You have to believe in yourself and you have to choose things that you are passionate about and have experience in, and then it will become natural and become successful, and you'll align yourself with the right people for it to work. But yeah, I feel like a protein powder or like some kind of fitness supplement line will be in the Situations family future for sure. All right, next caller.
This is Hope calling from Silverdale, Washington, Western Washington. My husband's in the military, and pretty much when, you know, things started getting shut down and going crazy, his command got deployed a couple months earlier than it's supposed to. So he's supposed to get deployed this summer anyway. We knew that was happening, but it kind of just all got happened quicker because they wanted to quarantine them to make sure that they were all safe, which makes sense. But it's just so weird going through this without him. So that's been the biggest struggle. I did also lose my job, but, you know, thankfully we're blessed and are doing okay in that regard. But yeah, it's just weird going through these weird times without him, and with, you know, our communication being limited. So, you know, that's the struggle that I have. You know, totally praising you guys because I really look up to you, especially Lauren. Like, I really look up to you as an inspiration of a strong woman because, you know, you both have had to go through struggles, especially being apart for, you know, extended time and limited communication. So you get it, and you know, I look up to you guys and look towards the positivity you share, you know, getting through tough times, because I know this is temporary.
Well, I mean, she sort of answered her own question, as in this too shall pass. But I think I'm going to pass the ball to you, Mrs. Situacion, because she said that she looks up to you, honeys.
That was Hope from Washington. So thank you.
Oh, my God, Hope?
Hope.
Oh, love that name.
Yeah, Faith and Hope called today.
Wow. That is a sign right there, guys. Anybody listening? Okay. Faith and Hope, hit us up today. That right there is an awesome situation.
Yes. Thank you for calling and being a loyal listener of Here's the Sitch. I could totally understand how you're feeling while being at home and going through some crazy stuff alone, because her husband is deployed right now, and they deployed him early because they wanted to make sure they were not sick and they had the quarantine time away from everybody once COVID started. So he went early. But
I think that's a chance for her to rise to the occasion and get stronger.
Oh, for sure. And she said in the end, in the last sentence, that this is only temporary. Mm-hmm. So that is the best outlook that you could have, because that means there is a date at the end of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's a time clock.
There is.
When Mike was away in prison, the best thing that I did, besides taking care of myself, working out, eating well, staying active, keeping my mind busy, communicating with him as much as I could, which was limited. Mm-hmm. I couldn't pick up the phone and call him. And it was not an ideal situation, but something that I implemented that really, like, mentally and visually did it for me was I bought a regular calendar, like a calendar you hang on your wall. And every single day I had like a big Sharpie marker, and every day that was done got a big X through it. So like, obviously I didn't even write many things on the calendar because I use my phone calendar for everything and appointments. But the point was that like sometimes a week would go by.
Sort of like a visual goal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was like a vision board.
Yeah.
So like some days I wouldn't necessarily do it every day if I would be busy or whatever, but then I would be able to cross off 4 days in a row. Mm. Or some days it was 3 days in a row. And each time I was able to turn that month over and start new, I was closer and closer to his release date.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I would say do something with that because it'll keep you motivated.
Yes. I agree, honey.
I just want to say how much of a huge influence you guys are, and especially to me and my sobriety. Mike, I was in college when the Jersey Shore came out, and I'm about the same age as like Snooki and Dina, and used to pregame to episodes because I lived that same life, gym tan and go out and drink myself silly. I grew up in Washington, D.C. area, not far from Jersey. And really idolized partying, and saw myself as that party girl, pretty much for life. For me and my addiction started out with alcohol and stimulants in my teens and early 20s, and eventually manifested into, benzo and pill addiction in my late 20s and early 30s. And when I saw the new season, of Jersey Shore, started, I saw you, Mike, and was like, wow, it's just so inspiring. And I had been contemplating on getting sober and wanted to see my life progress to the next stage of my life, starting a family. And I looked at myself in the mirror and was like, Heather, you're a mess. And if Mike, the situation, a crazy party guy, can get himself clean and be an influence on others, I can too. I went to a 30-day rehab program and was able to detox, and now I'm clean from everything. I think you reach a point in your life when enough is enough. It gives me hope watching the new season, and you being around people who are using and continue to stay clean and positive. And that's really so empowering. I really enjoy your podcast. Thank you for all your wisdom, and congrats on all your years sober. I can proudly say I am now sober, and look forward to my beautiful life and future. The comeback is always greater than the setback. Thank you.
She said, if Mike, the situation, can do it, and he can be sober and clean and thriving in 2020, so can I.
Exactly. I was the captain of the Hot Mess Express.
He was.
For many years.
You can buy the box set on it.
Yes, Hot you Mess can buy. Express. Yes. Yes, you can definitely get the box set on that. But like we've spoken many times, it's not a sustainable way to live.
No.
You know what I mean?
And it's only one outcome of that.
When you're partying like that. And hopefully in your 20s, you can transition in your 30s to being more mature and wise and accountable and responsible. Because if you continue the ways that you were in your 20s, they don't work in your
30s.
And it's not cute anymore.
Guys, just keep in mind, you don't have to wait until he did at 30 some odd age. You can discover this in your 20s or even your teens if you choose to live this way.
Well listen.
My
early 30s, yes.
Everyone's different is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You can find sobriety at any age.
Well, also.
Or later in life.
We've said this before, but many like big celebrities, they've gotten sober. Like the real big ones.
Yeah.
They know that it's not a sustainable way to live if you're getting intoxicated all the time. How can you make good decisions, business decisions? How can you take care of your family? How can, you know, there's so much more to life than sort of taking away from your 100%, like I think was the case.
Yeah, and not only taking away from your 100%, but like that. Like if you are ever around somebody who has like charisma or like a natural, like just positive energy,
it takes away from that.
Even if they're not successful yet or have, you know, amassed anything, and they're just like a happy-go-lucky person and great energy, and you just want to be around that person, something is contagious about them in a good way. That is diminished the second you take a drink or a drug. Or anything. It literally dims your light. And I think that is why a lot of people that are in entertainment, once they learn to find themselves better, they completely stay abstinent of that, because you're in a huge creative space. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, Mike's business, a big part of it, it's him as a person.
Yeah. So and the energy that I'm articulating and sort of expressing.
You're literally, by taking a drink or a drug, you're literally destroying everything.
Do you know how many people have reached out to me on my DMs? And they're like, dude, like, you're like glowing from the screen. Like, how can you be emitting positivity from my couch? And it's so awesome. It's such a very, rewarding and gratifying compliment to get when you're doing the right thing and you're on the right path and you're helping others, for you to get a message like that. And, and it's so really true amazing. Because, you know, I was just contributing to, you know, the detriment of the trajectory of my life when I was in my 20s.
All right, one more caller for the day. We're going to go to Cindy in Canada.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. It's Cindy calling from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. I just wanted to say that this is a great podcast. It's definitely the podcast that I didn't know I needed, and that your positivity is just amazing. I'm calling to just echo what Lauren was saying about being in your 30s, how great it is. I'm currently 42. I've got 4 kids, and staying fit and healthy is so important to me. I'm not going to lie, I'm not all original parts, but being female, 40, career, kids, it just keeps getting better. So I can't wait for you and Mike to have your own little stitches running around and keep staying strong and healthy. Thanks for the podcast, guys. You're amazing.
I love that message, because that is exactly what I was speaking about last week, was that I am loving my 30s, and I can't wait to see what the future years and the future decade brings to me, because I'm so much more comfortable in my own skin now. I'm so much happier now. I don't care what people think of me. I know what's important in life, and I just love everything that she said.
I know, but at the same time, you're a lot wiser and a lot more mature in your 30s to understand not to sort of, you know, stop at every dog that barks at you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have so much more knowledge about self right now.
Through experience.
Through experience. Through learning it. But that's only if you're listening, though. Because there are people in their 30s that are...
Oh, yes. No, of course. That still need to learn it.
They're still passengers at the Hotness Express, though. You know?
Listen, there's people in their 50s and 60s that are on the Hotness Express,
yes,
okay?
Exactly.
There's people that still have to learn these lessons. But I love when I find an old soul or someone that just... is wise beyond their years, and they're enjoying their youth. Like, there are some sayings that say, like, youth is wasted on the young. And it's an interesting saying, because I think some of it is aesthetic, meaning, like, you don't appreciate, like, how good you look when you're young, older. But then I think it's also just the outlook.
But if you're in your 30s and you take care of yourself, I think I look better now than I did in my 20s, because I take care of myself.
J-Lo is 50.
Yeah,
are you
kidding
me? Let's just be real. It is possible to take excellent care of yourself and excel and get better with age. I mean, age, I always say, is a privilege denied too many. So I will accept it gracefully. And I am so excited to one day have a family be so fit and take care of our family and be active with them.
I'm going to be like super dad.
And
I'm going to be like the best daddy ever. Mosey tells me all the time that I'm awesome.
You are awesome.
Yeah.
And
also this caller let us know that people are rooting in the streets for the BDS family.
Yes.
They are, which
Thank
is
you.
Really awesome. Thank you
and
guys
And I love
so much.
That she's calling from Canada. We had like a few callers from Canada.
Canadian
this week,
the building.
So we love Canadians. Definitely call and check in with us at Here's the Sitch. She also said she was not all original parts. So I could respect that too.
Yeah, you know what? And
whatever
another
way you find
but
it.
But another thing that I'd like to point out about most of these callers over the past couple weeks, they're all people trying to sort of be their best self. You know, no matter what age.
Yeah.
You know, 20s, 30s, you know, some are getting sober, some are having families, some, you know, are just navigating life and trying to be creative in this climate that we're in right now. But the moral of the story is people are trying to rise above. And I don't want to say this, but I got to do it. I fucking love it.
I love it. I think it's amazing.
It is.
I think it's exactly why we started Here's the Sitch podcast.
Yeah.
And we couldn't be happier. So if you guys need that phone number one more time so that you can call in to Here's the Sitch podcast.
And maybe you could be featured, guys.
The number is 732-898-0414.
Hey guys, my name is Heather and I'm from Ontario, Canada. I am not currently not happy at my job at all. There's current situations right now where I want to get out of, but with the COVID-19 pandemic, I'm afraid to stop work and just not and be out of work for a while. But my other part of me wants to quit and needs to quit because it will make me a lot happier. And like I said, but the other part of me is telling me as myself, I'm not going to be working for the next couple months because of the pandemic.
Well, I mean, from my standpoint, you know, you always have to reevaluate your options. Am I right? You always have to understand that you have to pay your bills. Am I right, honey?
Yeah.
First and foremost, you have to pay your bills.
Given.
And if you cannot pay your bills and if you cannot afford food, then you're going to have to, you know, do that somehow. Am I right?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to that other caller from Chicago, Illinois that had the interesting insight that there's so many people out of work and
yep.
she's a college educated individual with a past career and she is working in a warehouse. So she's saying she's very overqualified.
It's happening a lot of places right now, a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think that if you are in a really unhappy and toxic work environment, you need to weigh the pros and the cons of leaving
Very
right
true.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly think that leaving that and being in a positive environment in a grocery store or a warehouse or somewhere in a necessary essential worker place that is hiring right now, I think that maybe doing that and having a side plan, whether it's mm-hmm. a passion project or a new business
yeah.
or getting your resume ready and doing some other stuff so that when the pandemic is over, you're ready to approach a career path.
You know what? Also, I would think about thinking about this. Like, this is a badge of honor. I've heard people talk about this all the time. If you're doing a job that you may want to do, may not want to do,
right.
but you're able to put food on your table for your
yeah.
family, take that as a badge of honor, as a congratulations, as you're a warrior. And that this too shall pass. And we said in the beginning of this podcast that there's, I think, around 30 million people, you know, filing for unemployment.
It's yeah.
Like
it's
like the Great Depression out there.
And my husband was just giving me like the dirtiest look of all time as I'm saying this, because the thing is, we don't judge anybody. We both have worked
yeah.
these types of jobs.
You gotta
and
do
not
what you,
that not that long ago either.
You got to do what you got to do.
And we don't. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that the people who think that they are above them, you're not above them. You may be overqualified. It may not be your field. But if that is where, like you said, you're going to get a steady paycheck
yep.
and put food on your table for your children, for yourself, and keep the lights on.
It serves a purpose.
It's a success then.
From point A to point B. That's all you need to do. You need to pay your bills, get from point A to point B.
Yep.
Eventually the jobs will start to open up. Things will start to, you know, move in sort of a positive direction. And you can, you know, either get a second job, you can, you know, get your original job back. But like I said, you have to get from point A to B, and you should pat yourself on the back. If you're taking a job that you don't necessarily want to, put down the ego, put
yeah.
down the pride, put down those expectations. If you're getting from point A to B, and it serves as a purpose,
and yeah. yeah,
and you should be proud of yourself.
And there's so many different things that can happen there. Like, when I tell you the human connection that you could make just in like improving yourself and having like a slice of humble pie,
yes.
you might be needing that wherever
yes.
you are in life. Because mm-hmm. if you think that kind of job, even though you're more qualified or overqualified for it, if you think it's beneath you, then your mentality is wrong.
And if you don't take the chance, I'm going to hit you real quick. And this is, I just had like, not an epiphany, but imagine if you took the job that you didn't want to take, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you bunked into someone
exactly
that you never thought you were going to bunk into. Everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
And then out of nowhere, you're in a connection that
yep.
you probably wouldn't be connected to if you didn't take that chance.
Mm-hmm. And a relationship of meeting somebody and a personal reference is the most valuable tool in this world. That comes bigger than a resume, that comes bigger than a GPA, than a valedictorian. Like
mm-hmm.
these like personal experiences and relationships and I met this guy and it was during COVID and we were here, that was happening. Like that's a lot more powerful than the college you went to. I'm just going to be honest with you right now. And during times like these, I think that you have to be creative the way you're looking at things. And there could be a huge opportunity.
There could be a blessing. There could be a blessing in disguise.
It could be a huge blessing in disguise. There is a reason why you are going there.
Yeah, exactly. Amen.
Okay, last caller of the day. Let's make it a good one. We have Amanda from Ohio.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. It's Amanda from Ohio. I was just calling because my bachelorette party, my older sister got together. I was supposed to have a party Memorial Day weekend, and obviously we canceled that because of COVID, and they all chipped in for a cameo from Mike. Just wanted to say, totally made my day. My face, like, hurt from smiling so much. It was the best surprise. Yes, I'm bummed I couldn't have my party. We postponed my wedding, but I must say, getting a message from BDS just made my whole weekend. I watched it, like, so many times. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Wow, that right there, I just got, like, all of my feels from that one. That was so cool. Thank you so much for calling. And to be honest, I really do the most for my cameos. I feel like, you know, I mean, sometimes I'm doing research on different things to sort of compliment, you know, the people that are asking for their message. But thank you so much for that particular message. And it sort of ends this podcast on a positive note, which is really cool. I don't know, honey, what do you think?
Yes, Amanda, thank you so much for calling. I actually, it's weird to say that I know you, but I saw your video. It was sent in, whether it was through like a DM or someone was able to get it to us while you were watching that cameo.
Oh my God,
and
yeah.
And it was the most amazing thing. And for me to watch your reaction and to see how happy you and your fiance were, it was just like one of the best things, especially during this time where we're all home and we're all uneasy. And to see that my husband brought such a happiness and smile on your mm-hmm. face, and especially because you guys had to postpone your wedding and such a milestone in your life. Like, I had tears in my eyes watching it, and I just think it's incredible that my husband was able to bring that happiness to you. And I think it just goes to show how powerful we all are inside mm-hmm. and how we can spread that happiness and positivity to each other.
Well, I'm going to end this podcast in the only way we know how, guys. The comeback is always greater than the setback. Guys, thank you so much for listening to Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. I don't know about you guys, but I really love this episode.
Yes, we love you guys. Stay positive, stay healthy, and we will see you guys at Here's the Sitch podcast next week.
Peace.